I recently attended a concert at Walnut Creek Amphitheater, which is a huge outdoor venue. I have been there many times over the years, sometimes sitting on the lawn and other times sitting under the roofed-in section. This particular concert, we were under the roof, and I remember turning around and looking back at the thousands of other attendees and being quite amazed at the vastness of the crowd. And if you've been to Walnut Creek, you know how many concession stands it takes to feed a crowd that large. So in reading today's gospel by Matthew, it made it easier for me to empathize with the disciples' plight. The crowd of people who had gathered to hear Jesus speak was estimated to be 5,000 plus. They were in a very deserted area. No concession stands were available. And the disciples must have been pretty surprised that Jesus was not going along with their suggestion of sending the crowds to a nearby village to buy food for their evening meal. A young boy had come forward to share what he had, 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Could you just hear the disciples talking among themselves? What are we supposed to do with only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish? Look at that crowd. But Jesus decides, I can work with that. He has the people sit down, and he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples to pass out. And it's not only enough to feed them all, there's plenty left over. The presence of this story in all 4 of the Gospels is a clear indication that this was an important event for those first believers, capturing, as it does, Jesus' concern for both the material and the spiritual needs of people. When they were sick, Jesus healed them. When they were sad, he encouraged them. And when they were hungry, he fed them. And one of the reasons why this particular story became so important for the early Christians is that it reminded them of the miraculous meal they celebrated regularly when they gathered for the breaking of the bread. Could you not hear the Eucharistic implications in Matthew's account? He took the bread, he blessed, he broke it, and gave it to them. 2,000 plus years later, we still gather in Christian community in the same hope of experiencing Jesus Christ in our lives through the breaking of the bread. Now, the feeding of the 5,000 is one of those miracles that we hear about a lot. It defies comprehension, and it calls on us to believe something inexplicable happened. So, of course, many through the centuries have tried to explain it away. There are many who say that on that hill that day, there weren't just 5 loaves and 2 fish. Instead, there was just 1 boy with 5 loaves and 2 fish who was generous enough to share them with the crowd. Once the boy shared, the story goes on, Jesus started to break the bread and distribute it. A few others got brave too. They opened their bags and pulled out the food they'd been keeping for themselves and shared it with the rest. Then more people, realizing it would be okay, did the same. Then more. Until finally there was enough for everyone. And that theory is not so much explaining a miracle as it is a miracle in itself. In times of scarcity, inspiring people to share what little they have is nothing short of a miracle. And Jesus and that boy did that. And hearts were opened and people fed. But it's important that we don't lose the mystery of faith. It's important that we do not dismiss the inexplicable. It's important that we not forget that Christ was not just a good man. Christ was God incarnate, sent here to transform us all. What happened that day on the hill was not just an example of sharing is caring. It was something more. It was Jesus doing something unexpected and so inexplicable that it inspired hope. It was Jesus inspiring us to do more, to give more, to open our hearts and serve one another. And the good news is when we do, Christ blesses what we give, and he makes it enough. To live in hope can come easier when we believe that it's not all on our shoulders. It can come easier when we believe that Christ will take the little that we have, maybe as little as a few loaves of bread and a couple of fish, and transform them into a feast. It's too easy to lament the world's condition and, like the apostles, feel overwhelmed. Jesus just says, "Bring me what you have and let's get started." The conversion of the world will begin with you and me, with our meager loaves and fishes. And as the story goes, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. One step. Many a congregation has launched a noble endeavor, mounted a ministry of outreach, broken ground for a new building, not because they had money in the bank, but because they had the vision. They sensed the need, and they were willing to trust that God would provide. And as I was contemplating this, a sudden thought occurred to me. What do we all have the opportunity to do each and every Sunday during the middle and late services? Give a donation to the Heifer Project. Our reasons for contributing to the Heifer Project vary from time to time, celebrating a birthday, an anniversary, a special remembrance, etc. But we all faithfully take that one step to put our money in the little ark that one of the ushers brings forth. Now, I am not doing a commercial for the Heifer Project, but just using it as an example of all the things we do here at St. Paul's to help other people. I went online to get more information about the Heifer Project and was so struck by the first sentence I read on their website. Small sparks create big fires. They go on to say that together, we are the catalyst to help others help themselves. Our power lies in the belief that every person is in charge of his or her future. We are all change makers. In the broadest sense, Heifer believes that hard work will bring about a better tomorrow and solutions for poverty and hunger. And that it will take all of us collectively to create sustainable change. The core of their principles is passing on the gift. And I think this is pretty cool. For each livestock gift, families agree to pass on the offspring of that animal to another person in need. and in some places, 22 generations of heifer animals can be traced. Heifer works in over 30 countries around the world, and we all have had a part in that. Our gospel reading is encouraging all of us not to become so wrapped up in our own problems or concerns that we withdraw from the world and refuse to provide the help and support when others are in need. Left alone, we can easily think like the disciples and say, "Send them away, they are not our concern." But this is not what Jesus is teaching us. He calls us to be generous and to share. This story is a clear call to be compassionate and hear the cries of people and respond to their needs. And it reminds us of just what God can do when we give him what we have. 5 loaves and 2 fishes. That was not very much as the world measures value. But then Jesus said those amazing words, "Bring them to me." Suddenly, what seemed like very little became the vehicle for a remarkable accomplishment. Amen.